Instead of making sweet love to a lady, you're listening to the Oh No Radio Show. That's right, you could be out with a sweet honey, riding her like nobody's business, but instead, you're listening to this piece of shit. You are pathetic. And I'm glad I'm not you.
Welcome back to another edition of the Oh No Radio Show.
Hey, look who made it. Whoa, that's loud. Whoa.
Yes. Sorry. I told you we were doing it raw dog.
We're raw dogging.
Hey, we got a visitor.
No mic check. We're rolling with this thing.
Ginger's
we're
running
off
amok.
The cuff. We're having fun tonight.
That's
you know?
Right.
Ginger you know, bottom line is, it's going to be
that's
a great
an awesome movie.
Oh No Radio Show, because tonight we have back once again Benny the Cajun Snake in the studio. We also have our good friend Duncan. Duncan, how you doing?
I'm fucking yes. Hailing Satan Cuckoo. All day long.
Hailing Satan as usual. Cuckoo.
Right.
Yes. Scary Cuckoo. In here. Cuckoo.
And our old friend Trevor. Trev, how you
doing? How's
DJ.
Everybody? How's everybody doing? Yeah. It's been a while. Yeah.
World.
What's up, Ginger?
Oh, hey,
I love when
Ginger
loves
well.
To chill with me when I come
DJ
over.
DJ safety first.
Yeah,
house,
that's right. That's right. How's the world's greatest dad doing this evening?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing good.
I like that title good. For you. You're the world's greatest dad.
I got my football jersey. I do kind of look like a typical dad.
You
do. I got my football
really
jersey
do.
On tonight.
You got your dad
I got,
jersey
I got my,
on.
My Bud Light. We're good to go. Oh, let's go watch some
you
football.
Got, you got dad
let's go
jersey.
Watch some football. Let's go watch the Giants
go
lose.
Giants.
There are quite a few things.
Shut up, Cowboys fan. You guys ain't much better. You guys,
hell no. We
you guys only
this
didn't
year.
Lose this week because you were on a bye.
That's exactly true.
I'm not guys, a I'm just logging into the chat room. Let's see if I can get the chat working this week.
Well, let's see. Or if we go 0 for 3.
I highly doubt it. Let me
we're going 0 for 3 because Owen's inept.
Let me say hello to the chat world. Hello.
And that's what's going to freeze it.
Chat world.
Yeah, hello,
hello
chat
everybody.
World.
And if the show crashes, then, well,
yeah.
That's
we're right
just,
on schedule.
We're right on schedule,
and you
exactly.
shouldn't be in those chat rooms looking for children anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. Well, you know, I really don't have much to talk about tonight other than I do like Trevor being the world's greatest dad.
Oh,
there's
hold
something
on,
hilarious to me.
He's
call.
Tweeting.
I'm not arranging.
You're arranging a phone
oh,
call?
Yeah, hold on. All right, but anyway, keep going.
Yeah, no. I think there's quite a few things about you that really do make you
an all-American
such a,
dad.
Yeah, an all-American dad. Awesome. You what? Are a dad. You got your
dad. He's got his American voice too.
I'm American.
American.
American. Goddamn.
You got your Monday night footballs.
My foosball.
You got
my
your
fantasy foosball.
Cold
oh,
cuts.
Man.
You
cold cuts.
And chicken wings.
Cold
what's
cuts.
What's wrong with
chicken
cold cuts?
Wings.
Nothing's wrong with cold
cuts. Nothing's wrong.
Yeah, I need to hold this.
You got. You got jerseys. You
jerseys.
Got
Bud Light.
You got necklaces and jewelry. You got jewelry. And well, no,
and a bracelet,
and a bracelet. And a bracelet.
Yeah,
no, only dads wear bracelets.
Yeah, all right. I guess
only
that,
dads.
This was my grandfather.
Dads.
Sure.
Only
and
dads wear metal bracelets.
Metal bracelets.
Metal.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Metallic bracelets.
Exactly. If you're wearing a cotton bracelet, you might be an emo kid, and I hate you. And
it's
you,
just covering.
And
the
or
scars.
You
Ancient
might
bracelet.
Be a fag.
A fag.
Let's move on.
It's hiding
to
the
more
scars.
Talk about Brian. Wouldn't
what?
You agree that Trevor is indeed the dad of all dads, the dad of all American dads,
all American dad,
all American,
all American.
I love it.
I'm American.
I love it too. I'm not saying
I like
there's
bar-
nothing
I like
wrong
with
it.
So, it's so entertaining when you are at Trevor's house watching Trevor father.
Oh my God.
Oh man, it is great.
Carl,
especially when
himself,
Owen's there, because then it's like
wait,
he's got another
happened?
Kid.
He shit himself, come get him. Well,
yeah,
yeah,
shit,
I don't do the
yeah.
shit. I don't like shit.
I don't do the shit.
All right, well, let me tell you this story. All right, so
all right, Trevor's
since,
got a story. Here
since
we go.
I've
here
had
we go.
3 days off now from the factory. Thank God, God. They stopped slave labor.
Yeah, exactly.
So, so I believe this was Monday, and Philip gets home from school, and Nicole's on the phone with a client, and. You know, all of a sudden, Philip goes to me, "Hey, Daddy, I pee-peed." So I'm like, "All right, cool. I'll do pee-pee. No problem.
Pee-pee's easy.
Pee-pee's easy. Yeah. All right, hold on. The story gets better." So now I get in the room, and I'm like, "Wait a second. This isn't no pee-pee." I'm like, I smelled this
but
before.
This was not a pee-pee.
this was no pee-pee. Dude, I opened up a diaper. The reason why he told me pee-pee is because this kid shit water out of his ass, dude. It was leaking out
of
his diaper.
He felt it running.
So I started freaking out. So now I'm gagging. And here's the best part of it. So I start going, because I can't do this shit. I start gagging. And Philip is laying on the table.
It's a snake.
No, he starts laughing. And he goes, "Daddy." And I'm going, "What the hell is wrong with you, man? I got shit." So now I can't even fold up the diaper because it's running out the diaper.
The smells in your mouth. Dude,
he's like, "It's funny, Dad."
But now there's no garbage. There was no, my lovely wife didn't replace the garbage bag in the garbage there. So I'm out running down the hall with the shit dripping out the diaper.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, "Oh, Nick, move." And she's standing in the way. I'm like, "Move." I had to run. I got it. Oh, man, it was bad. So anyway, that's why I don't do shit, because every time I have to change a shitty diaper, it is the worst experience of my life.
This is, yeah. I
can't do them. I can't do it.
I've got a niece and I've got a nephew.
No, not once.
I don't do it. I'm not good around babies. Like,
no. Well, you're the one who got upset playing Wii.
What are you talking about?
Did you smack your little cousin in the head when you played?
Oh, yeah, it was like some like distant relative of Teresa's.
Some little kid. It doesn't matter who the fuck it was.
I had to kick him. I did.
You kicked him.
He's like six.
Like you little fucking bastard.
It was like out of like real anger.
But
too,
Owen
like,
does that.
Flick him in the ear.
Because that was like the day he was at my house. I'm like, "Hey, Owen, do me a favor. Hold this hose for a second so I can go like flip the burgers on the barbecue." And all the time, I turn around, he's spraying my kid in the face with the hose.
Well, yeah. It was tempting.
What the hell's wrong with you?
He looked hot.
He was thirsty. Yeah.
He was thirsty and hot. He was trying to rehydrate your child. You leave him alone. He was doing you a service.
First off, Trevor, I will remind you that whenever I come over your house, you make me do chores. Like what? Like cleaning the kid's fucking play table of water thing. The water play table thing.
You were filling it up. You were standing there with a beer in your hand and the hose, filling up a water table while I was flipping
you dinner. No. You handed me those Clorox, you know, disposable disinfecting wipes.
Yeah, because he wanted you to clean your hands so he wouldn't get your disease.
I didn't want your diseases on my kid's table.
You understand?
He's got sheep juice on.
Right? He's got sheep jizz.
I'm saying?
Shiz, if you will.
Shiz.
You make me come over and do chores, your kid gets sprayed in the face.
That's just a fair deal. One time I asked you to do something. That's why I never asked you to do
something. Oh, it was hilarious.
And I've never asked you to do anything again.
Philip just...
He didn't want to... But then he left and wanted to do it again.
Where his eyes just blinked really big and didn't know what happened.
And then he threw up Cheetos.
That was later.
That was
the same day.
Because he was sneaking your beer.
He was trying to get his little brother to shit on himself.
Yeah. To be truthful about it.
The one brother was picking on the other one.
I don't remember.
That's right.
The oldest brother was picking on the younger one because he shit on himself in the pool and it's running down the child's leg. While the kid is laughing, he throws up his Cheetos.
Oh, that's right.
From eating earlier. He's got Cheetos all over him. And he doesn't even know.
Another shit and Cheeto vomit.
My parents are sitting on the side. They're like, "Oh, my God.
Where are we right now? What do we get ourselves into?"
Cheetos and shit.
Cheetos and shit.
I remember those days.
Yeah.
That was last Wednesday. No lie.
Your parents are cool, though. And as parents are, I think you kind of, once you've been through it once.
Understand.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. You've been through it once or twice, or how many siblings do you have?
Three.
Two brothers. So you've been through it three times.
I'm pretty sure
they've had the Cheeto vomit shit story before.
They're no longer traumatized.
All right,
thanks.
You're making me nervous. I was just soloed on the camera there.
Yeah.
Well, we were waiting for the FBI to get a good recognition on you.
Well, you know, basically it was on you because I was just showing the world how much of an American dad you are. And should make a show about it.
So we'll save it Father's Day. Father's Day, we'll do the All-American Dad Show. We'll get
All-American Dad Show.
Who else do we have we could bring on the show? We'll find some. We got to find find some more dads. We'll bring them
I'm
on
sure
the show.
We have some dads. I mean, I'm sure we got Mike some Aiello, he's a fan of the podcast.
He is a fan. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He's a fan and a caller.
He's a dad right
By
there.
The way, you can go ahead, if you would like, and give us a call and be a part of this scumbaggery at 321-332-0186. You can go ahead and hit us up on Skype as well at the Ono Radio Show and all of that other nice stuff. But figure I'd throw that out there. It would be nice to get some callers in tonight.
Yeah, I mean, once in a while.
The Butthole Queen hasn't called in a while.
That's true.
Although she might not because Brian's here. But, you know, things happen. Things happen. Times change. People
offending our very few listeners.
What was funny is, and we talked about this, you know, I think last week, the week before last, the show before last. No, there's no one in the chat room. I don't think the chat's working. Hang on. I'll check it later. We were talking though about how I misspoke, and Trevor, I might have accidentally called you the Butthole Queen.
Wait, you called me the Butthole?
Yeah. Yeah, it was like a slip of the tongue. It was a Freudian slip, right. And I did apologize.
So what are you saying? I'm an asshole?
No,
what am I, an asshole?
No,
what am I, an asshole?
I'm just,
goddamn Indian.
I'm just saying that this, you know, I've got the list right here, the butthole list, and I'm just saying I might have, you know, kind of messed up the facts. And I just want to go over again so I can get it down and write it down here. I don't have your official title and how many buttholes you have seen in your lifetime. And
I thought it was 6,200.
Yeah.
Well, if you go back and listen, there's a discrepancy, and I just want to know.
Now he's fact checking himself.
Yeah, I'm doing a double fact check. I just want to make sure the list is correct. Yeah. And
since we are a credible news source here,
exactly.
It's better than like the Onion.
So is it?
I trust the Onion more than CNN.
Sometimes
you said 3,200. I think I might have bumped you up to 62. Where is it really? Where's the butthole count?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I forget how we got this started. I would have to listen back. But I do remember something to the effect of you trying to factor in the fact that I played basketball and I was in locker rooms.
Definitely saw a lot of black buttholes.
Well, I saw some black buttholes.
You had a story you told me once, and after we get the butthole check, we'll talk about it.
My boy DD.
Yeah. So
I should tell the story.
So is 5,000 and is a roundabout okay?
Uh huh.
We'll just put you
5,000?
Down. 5,000. Trevor's on record for 5,000.
Why not?
Duncan, where are you?
Where am I? Realistically, I'm probably somewhere around 8,000 or 9,000.
All right, yeah. 8,500.
Yeah,
85 is what we're going with. Now, Brian.
Wait, hold on. But do we count like if we've seen? Like the same girl's butthole many a times?
No, that only counts as one butthole.
Okay,
that's one butthole.
Just making sure.
Yeah.
Just
clarify. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's good. No, it's good that you bring this up.
Exactly.
What are we talking about?
Buttholes.
How many buttholes one has seen in their lifetime? You do include porn buttholes, but they count for
as
half
a butthole.
Wait, hold on.
Two porn buttholes make a full butthole.
Then we have to go back.
Oh, so that's not correct.
No.
All right, so
we're going to come back to this subject.
Oh, you've got 5,000 legitimate real life in real life buttholes.
Jesus,
I mean, I don't know. Maybe
that's a whole lot of anal.
That's a lot of anal. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying I've watched a lot of porn.
Okay, so the total from 5,000 real life buttholes go what?
Well,
we're
probably right.
It's probably about
if it's
right.
Half. Yeah, now
no, because we had the porno discussion during the original butthole tally.
This is true.
So you're good with the 5,000,
so
which is why my number is so high. Because I'm a degenerate.
I was a little confused.
8,500 buttholes?
Yeah, give or take. I watch
Brian?
A lot of fucking porn.
I mean, I wish I could say I slept with that many girls, but
it's just not realistic.
Just not
true.
I haven't
just
slept realistic. With that many girls, but I've seen a lot of assholes.
How many?
Well, I mean, if you count just people walking around in
life. No. I mean,
sure,
like,
I've
I mean,
seen
actual,
billions of assholes.
Actual brown eyes.
Okay.
We've got other people in this room that need to reveal their butthole count.
All right, sorry.
I'm trying to give him time to factor it up.
Look, he's got.
Yeah, see, he's got to think about it.
Four.
That's it.
Honest answer.
Okay.
Putting it down.
Right.
Four.
I like it.
100.
Honest answer.
Just four.
Four buttholes.
So you guys didn't have to shower after basketball practice in the bayou. You guys don't want to jump in a small.
Yeah, but they weren't spreading cheeks showing me their butthole.
I don't know.
But that's not what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, no,
all
no,
right,
it is.
All right, all right, all right.
Oh, whatever.
Trevor?
Yes. What? What?
You told me, you told me one time when you were in high school, and I know you were a basketball player. You had plenty of experiences in the basketball arena.
You all right over there? Rubbing one
and I know you might have seen something that, and I think your words scared
was
you.
Was probably, yeah, oh no, that yeah, that definitely
then
made me
the
nervous.
Camera's back on Trevs.
Always, all the time.
That's right.
I'm telling, no, it made me nervous. I'm all telling right. you, it was one thing that made
what
me nervous.
What was this monster's name?
I can't remember. Oh, we got a wasp in the room.
Do we?
No joke, legitimately. Okay. He's coming over, he wants to get on camera. Well, why do the bees find see when animals attack? It's always me. Get him. Oh.
That's already
handled. It's
not all right.
Good.
Oh, God, I'm dead. All right.
No hey.
So anyway, here we go. So, yes, there was one time during a basketball tryout where, you know, after we were getting, you know, we went in the locker room, whatever, we were getting dressed, and this dude came and walked in the shower. I swear
dun,
to God.
No.
There was this guy.
Duh, no.
And it's not like he didn't rest his dun, soul. Dun. His name was Sean. He actually passed away a few years ago.
Sean.
Actually, he passed away a few years ago.
Sean with the big dog.
This kid goes, holy shit, what is that? And we turn around. This kid, he was a little point guard,
oh,
too,
right,
so
right.
he wasn't tall.
So Sean's not the one with the big dong. There's his
no, 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 no.
Okay,
no, no.
Okay, okay, okay.
So we're gonna call him Dirty Dave.
Dirty Dave. That's so, nice.
Oh, there's the character that's we're looking
that's
for.
Yeah, so we're going to call him Dirty Dave. Was this little short black point guard kid from the hood. He was funny as hell, though. He was mad funny, but I've never seen something that was that large before. I swear to God.
Oh, it man. Yes, our porno
and,
background.
And
I've been
honestly,
missing that.
There you go.
And honestly, what?
That made me
give
stop
us a frame of
that
reference.
Made me stop showering for after basketball practice because I was nervous.
Because I was nervous. Because
it
was going to come
me,
to life.
And it made me not want to ever go to jail, I'll tell you that much.
No.
God.
It absolutely made me not want to ever go to jail.
All right, all right.
Now, well, I was like, this is basketball practice and I'm nervous.
While
so
we're on the subject,
jail.
While yeah. we're on the subject, I was in jail once. And
once.
It was an overnight stay and what have you. I wasn't in there long. It was, you know, one too many of these. And
sleep it off.
Yeah, exactly. The Osceola County Police Department decided to pull me over. Whatever.
Were you in jail or in the drunk tank?
I went into population.
Okay.
I went into population. I was orange jumpsuit and all.
Orange jumpsuit.
I've never. I don't think I might have told this story on the podcast, but I don't think you've ever heard it.
We got really in depth about it.
Have you ever heard my story about when I went to jail? About when I was handed the orange jumpsuit, I was given one with swastikas all over it and race war written on the back.
They wanted you to
with
die.
Exclamation points
like,
afterwards.
The cops actually probably thought that was funny.
So I was handed
you should
this.
Dress up for that for Halloween. That'd be fucking great. You'd be your own self when you're
Arian
in jail.
Owen.
Hey, I'm me from 3 years ago.
But it'd be great.
Arian Owen.
It
would draw
swastikas on it.
So yeah, I was handed this by a very large black woman, no less. And I'm just kind of looking
See,
at
she
it.
She thought it was a joke. She wanted you to die.
I didn't know what to do. I mean, eventually I did. I asked her. I'm like, can I have another one? Like, this is, like, really?
Like, I don't want
to
die.
This is not going to work out well. Like, I'm going to die tonight if I go out there wearing it.
See the size of that guy's dick? I'm going to get raped.
He's going to split me up the middle. And I'm afraid I'm going to like it.
Yeah.
Well,
this name's Dirty Dave. I heard about him before. I know all about him.
On the subject of dicks in prison,
there he was.
I came out of my cell and it was not, they didn't. First off, I was so depressed and so out of it. I didn't even get out of it like for lunch or whatever, or for the little medicine cups that you get when you stand in line and you get your pills and all that. Like I saw all of it, but I was just, you know, trying to hide in my own little corner. And then I was finally called. Teresa bailed me out, and I was discharged. And
man, thank God she loves
you. So how many hours were you?
I was in jail for 17 hours.
I spun the camera, and it's bothering the video guys so much. He had to get up and
fix
it.
Yeah. Hey, it's John Wayne, everybody.
Yeah. John Wayne.
John Wayne.
No, I was in jail for 17 hours.
I like
hours,
your westerns,
which is definitely long enough.
That's way too long.
Yeah, that's way too long.
As I was leaving. Oh, well, she knew about it, and I kept calling, but there was this problem with the phone, because it does that whole, like, whenever you call from jail, you're receiving a call from the all
so
that.
She kept hanging up on
so
you?
I kept like
make
hanging
it sound
up.
Like you won the lottery. But then again, it's not the lottery.
I had an even shittier cell phone than I have now at the time, and the battery right as I got like pulled over was pretty much dead. So I had like 2 minutes to jot down every number I could from my fucking phone to be able to call people later. So I called Teresa,
because
I called my brother.
You knew you were going in.
My mom and dad at the time had literally 2 days before flown out to the UK for my grandfather's fucking funeral. The reason I got pulled over, pretty much, was because I was driving drunk, not going home, but going to my parents' house to feed their fucking cat.
Meow.
So anyway, I'm leaving jail, and out of the corner of my eye, I see down, and you know, if you've ever been to prison or jail, you'll notice that it's a, you know, you've got your individual cells and then the very big open area where you know, generally eat and get your food and also bathe and shower. When there's three or four stalls of showers. No, they don't put shower curtains on them. Of course they don't.
It's just open.
It's open.
It's a luxury is soap
and
on a rope.
I saw the fattest redneck, racist-looking motherfucker with tattoos all over him, with the biggest bush and the tiniest dick.
See, and you want to talk about me being scared about a big one, and you're looking at little ones.
It was as I was leaving, and I was running out, and I'm like, oh my god, oh my god.
You're afraid to get raped by a little one.
Yeah, I am.
So imagine
afraid
the
about
fear
anything.
I had.
looked like a light switch.
It was like an elevator button.
That image is forever implanted in Owen's brain.
It is. I will never forget that as long as I live.
So what was it, like Peter Griffin with hairy balls?
Okay. Here's what it was. You ever seen that Orange County Choppers?
Yeah.
You know Paul Senior.
Yeah,
it was him with a little, ooh, with a little.
Wait a minute!
I'm gonna fuck you. I'd fuck me. He did one of those tuck lines and he crossed his legs, turned around in the shower.
Dude,
it's horrible.
If it's that small, I don't even.
That's crazy.
It's weird when your balls are like four times the size of your fucking dick.
Oh
like,
my
that's,
god,
that's not healthy.
Not
that
healthy.
Can't be right.
Nobody
that
likes that.
God hates you.
God
really hates you. I mean, I'm not great, but I'm doing all right.
I'm doing okay.
I can hold my
own. Sorry,
I mean,
buddy.
We had a
man,
contest.
We didn't even
I'm
make...
not going to win, but I'm not going to lose.
Now I know why you're in jail. Now I know why you were angry, and I know why you're in jail.
And I know why you're a Nazi.
You hate the world.
Exactly. You know what's awesome is that I haven't consulted the Bible once tonight.
And you know what else is awesome is not even the second segment yet, and we've already started talking about our dicks.
Already on dicks.
Oh,
dick talk.
Dick joke.
Yeah. Dick and butthole talk here on the Ono Radio
That's
Show,
right.
as usual.
Oh, hey.
I got
something.
Oh, you
what
do?
You
what did one gay sperm say the other gay sperm?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. This is a good one.
What, Brian?
This is a great one.
Tough to find an egg at all. And all this shit.
I can hear it.
I ruined it.
Man. You laughed at your own joke.
Fucking Trevor.
Joke.
Trevor, man. Trevor blew me off.
What did I all right, do?
One more time. One more time. Do
one
it,
more
do
time.
It, do it,
so
do it.
What did one gay sperm do to the other gay sperm?
What?
He says, hey, it's tough to find an egg and all this shit.
Wait.
I still didn't really hear it.
It's hey, all right.
The Benoit mumble.
Hold on. I got you. What did one gay sperm say to the other gay sperm?
That's what.
What, Duncan?
How the hell are we supposed to find an egg in all this shit?
That's what I said.
No,
that's funny. Duncan, was a joke.
He just slowed down.
Duncan had a joke. That's good.
I had to
enunciate.
Enunciate.
And he threw hell in there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I
embellish a little.
I'm sorry.
Bit.
Embellish on the.
I ruined
sorry.
It.
Yeah, ruined it. It's just because you're Cajun.
Where did cocoons come from?
Where?
Where do cocoons come from?
Compton.
I just like the reaction we got from the video guy in the corner. That was great.
By the way, we haven't officially said it, and it is a secret, but we do have a shadow guest here in the studio.
That's right.
That is overseeing our operations.
Destruction.
And he's been really good. He's just been, you know, on his phone, been really quiet, and then
he's texting the FCC.
Emailing
the FCC.
He's emailing the FCC. He's just like, this is an abortion on the internet. Is what this is. I didn't know you could show abortions on the internet, but here we go. Owen's radio show.
The sigh, though. Just the sigh. He may or may not be a man of color.
Wait, I don't even know what the hell he is, so it's fine. We can just offend everybody.
I'm still confused.
I thought he was a cowboy. I thought he was John Wayne.
He's a gaucho.
Gaucho.
Oh, God. Guys, I think it's...
How many ethnicities did we just defend, anyway?
And I don't want to go home now because I'm going to get shot by somebody else.
Yeah. You're going to be fine. Nobody's listening.
We can make it home till the
end. Yeah, we'll make it home. It's not until the podcast is up that we really have to worry.
You'll appreciate this.
We're all going to get fired on Saturday. God.
Probably. Dude, I'm used to it.
Duncan.
Yes, Owen. You've... What?
The other night.
Oh, God. What, you got drunk?
I got really drunk, okay?
No!
And you know my porch. I've got my two chairs, and, you know, I usually sit on the one on the left. And yeah, the two backup chairs as well. And I kind of passed out there.
Were you doing this first?
Okay, yeah.
Yep,
doing the shimmy.
I had the Owen Tremors.
It's usually it's going to be a terrible train wreck of a show when he starts doing that in the first fucking segment. Jesus Christ, we're not even through the intro, and Owen's just like, "Welcome to the Owen Radio Show."
You're all familiar.
Yeah, we're familiar
with the trips. So pass out.
That's happy hour, Owen.
And I wake up, and it must be probably 5:30, 6 o'clock.
In the morning,
he's being
in the morning, and the sun's kind of starting to like over the horizon,
and he's covered, he's moist from head to toe because there's dew.
What did you do? Make me proud. What did you do?
I drank another beer.
Yeah,
I got up and I grabbed. Well, here's the thing. That's part of the story. I got up, I went inside and grabbed another beer, and I stumble back outside and I light a cigarette, and I sit down and I look over, and there's a caller, but I'm telling a story. Hang on. So
pick up the phone at least so they can listen to the story. All right, we're gonna lose them.
Who is this?
Hang on, caller. I'm doing the show.
Hang on, caller.
Hang on.
So I walk outside and I'm stumbling and I got my cigarette.
That's how we roll.
I sit down. I look over. And I got a recycling bin full of beer cans, obviously. I like to do this hook shot now from where I sit and hit the beer cans in the recycling bin. It's this whole other thing. Anyway,
because he's too white to actually play a sport.
Yeah. So I look over, and I hear this noise, and it startles my drunken ass. I look over, and there's a possum with one arm around a beer can. And he looks up at me.
He's like, what?
Does a what? Goes back to drinking the beer. And then does a, oh fuck, I better get out of here. and then he runs off. But I was so confused in my drunken state. I'm just, did that really?
Thought you were dreaming.
That happened?
That really happened. Yeah.
And then I sat down and probably
fell asleep again.
Drank my beer. And no, I think I ended up in bed and Teresa.
Yeah, because Teresa went to work and woke you up.
Said something about how I smell like beer. She did catch me the other day jacking off at about like 7:30 as she's going to work.
Save that one for after the caller.
Yeah, pick up the caller.
You forgot we had a caller.
Hey, is there a caller there?
See, he didn't
even... Is there a caller there?
You got an awesome phone. The fuck is that? Turn the show down, asshole.
Refrigerator repair.
Turn the show down! Turn the show down! Turn the show...
Running.
What?
Hello?
Who the hell is this?
Oh, you're a wise guy.
Hello?
You got a wise guy on the line here?
Hello?
Who is this?
You're a wise guy. You're a wise guy!
Who is this?
I just want to let you know that your dick stories are very compelling. I like the possum better.
You like the possum better than my dick story?
The possum's pretty fucking funny, yeah.
Okay.
Who do we got?
Who are you?
It's
who?
Dick.
It's Dick, he said? Sounds like a...
I don't really know what that was.
No.
It was a call. All
right.
Clearly, according to Skype, that was a phone call.
High quality entertainment. That's here right. on the Radio That's Show. Right. You never know what you're going to get. I almost think that was Dick. Was that
no,
Dick?
No, I think that was somebody else.
You think... And almost,
I think that was a...
It sounded like a kid a little bit.
Nah, well...
Was it Jeff?
No.
I mean, you know who it was, don't you?
I think it was somebody that he knows.
Sound like a wise ass.
Do we have
a very tall person?
Very tall person.
Very
tall.
You think it was? Oh, was that Asian fucker?
That was that Asian fucking guy. Yeah.
No.
Well,
six foot Asian.
I really did not hear any of that. He needs to learn how to use phones. Yeah. Apparently,
it was only one moment I caught him when he said something.
Yeah.
It sounded. Yeah.
Well, when I go back and listen to it, I'm sure I'll be able to figure it out.
I'm gonna send it to my. I got a guy who does voice recognition.
I got a guy. He does boats and does, voice recognition.
Trevor's voice pretty much got a guy for everything. What's your favorite Trevor got a guy story? Because he's got quite a few.
I don't really have that. What are you? What do I
no,
got?
No, you
got
to.
I have a car guy.
I remember
guy.
One time.
The boat guy isn't mine. I don't got a boat guy. That wasn't me.
Chaz has got a boat guy. I remember one time we were sitting around and I was like, man, I really need a lot of temporary tattoos. And Trevor's like, got a guy.
temporary
tattoo man. Sorry.
Yeah, way to go.
I don't think I banged like that.
But he didn't. He fucked up the board.
but to be honest with you, I don't know anything about temporary tattoos.
Oh, no.
Well, I might have said maybe through.
I thought you said you had a guy in Pine Hills that did temporary tattoos. For cheap, on
no,
the cheap,
he
on
did,
the low.
He did prison
temporary
tattoos.
Yeah. No, I know somebody
teardrop
with real
tattoos.
Oh, real tattoos?
Teardrop
yes.
tattoos.
See,
yes.
I was
he
looking
does
for,
Lil Wayne tattoos.
I was looking for temporary tattoos.
Oh, I don't know temporary.
Well, you're no use to me.
You said you wanted a cheap tattoo, so I said I got a guy who'll come to your house.
You guys,
I never said it was going to be good.
And
I don't
he'll
know.
Work for rape.
And yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. You just
butthole.
Let him rape
for,
you, and he'll
he
tattoo
works
you. All
for,
you
he
want.
Works for buttholes.
Yeah, he works for buttholes.
Oh, right up my alley.
That's see, exactly.
Oh, fair enough.
Sweet.
Ever since Owen went to jail, I guess it's not so bad.
Butthole is currency. You do realize that.
He's
butthole
real,
and cigarettes.
So what? It doesn't hurt that much, I guess. What's the deal?
I mean, I guess not if you're a golf pencil. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess not if you had the elevator.
I'm trying
button.
To think about like you know if you've ever had your temperature taken rectally. I'm approaching
I've
the age.
I've never had, actually.
No,
but I am
never
approaching
have.
The age
never
for
have.
Probably like a prostate
the
exam.
The prostate,
so yeah.
I'm kind of starting to dread it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure I have a hemorrhoid. I'm not 100% convinced, but...
Well, speaking
just
of...
bleeds out
of
his ass all the time.
It bleeds sometimes
just
out
bleeds.
My ass.
Yeah, it does.
It could be the fact that you drink
a
case and a half of beer a night.
It happens.
Yeah. I mean...
Just diarrhea coming out
and eating
it.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny. You told that story earlier about the kid, you know, shitting water.
Shitting
piss,
liquid?
Or basic. Yeah. Well, that's me every day. I mean, that's
every day? That's hot. Because
you know, that's the only way it doesn't hurt him when he shits.
When healthy. I wake up in the morning and I get ready for work and I got to pee
Hershey.
Out of my butt.
And now he's trying to make a song out of it. Stop it.
It's saved by
You're
the
You're embarrassing
hell.
Yourself.
It's all right. Saved by the bell.
Saved. Yeah, the bell.
Which actually they took off TNT in the morning.
Did they?
Yeah, and you know what they replaced it with?
Show's gay.
Motherfucking Tyler Perry.
I used to jack
it's
off.
It's better than Tyler Perry. Now. I'd rather watch Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Yeah, which one? Tiffany Amber Thiessen? Elizabeth Berkeley?
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
All of them.
Oh, my God.
I used to jack off to that all the time.
God bless any scene where she was in that
I would
fucking
even,
cheerleading
I would
house.
Even, dude, I would even catch myself and do, you know what? I want to be a little Jungle Fevers today and do a little Lisa
Turtle.
Lisa
little Lark Borg.
Man.
She was good.
Yeah.
Lisa was the great second
I
fiddle, man.
Ooh,
yeah. Lisa was nice.
I loved any scene where they were all in the shot together.
Yeah.
Because then it's just like, and we're playing roulette with who's going to get it.
Oof.
Yep. Pops in my brain now.
Who's,
all
come
right.
on. Come on. Ladies, I'm the sprinkler.
Anybody? And then Showgirls came out.
Showgirls.
Oh, yep. No, hang on. Before you mention Showgirls, you have to mention the episode where Jesse gets
addicted
to caffeine pills.
I'm so excited.
I always really got turned on by that because like, even like I'm like 9 years old, I'm like, fuck, I can take advantage of her caffeine fucking pills.
She's all fucked up right now. I got her.
She's all fucked
take
up.
Her,
I got
Zach,
her.
Take
all
her.
I got to do is be like, ladies,
I got
please.
I got a fucking fridge full of Cokes right here, man.
I got
fucking,
what you need.
What about Mr. Belding, man?
Oh, that registered sex offender? Unlike Owen, the unregistered sex offender?
Is he a registered... Mr. Belvedere is a registered sex offender?
Belvedere? I don't know. Mr. Belding looked like one.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Mr. Belding, sorry.
Well, I mean, he looked like one.
He was always inviting him into his office. You know, and it was only the same group. He never invited anybody else.
And the best...
Zach, come here, Zach. Yeah, come here, Zach. You're Zach, pretty...
And wait, hold on.
He's a homo. He wants to fuck his mouth.
And then what happened is in the first season, they were based in Indiana, and then the kids moved to get away from the rapist principal, and he followed them to California.
That's very true.
You see how that works? That's why we have laws registering sex offenders.
I was always a fan of Slater.
Wait, hold on. Rewind. What happened? They were based in...
In Indiana in the first season.
I always thought I was a fan of Slater. I knew stuff.
You didn't know shit.
Are you talking about when they were little kids?
It was like the... Before they went to high school.
With Miss B.
You never saw that?
Yeah. The British lady?
Yeah. They were in Indiana back
then. Yeah, it was Indiana.
I never realized that, actually. Because honestly, I hated those episodes.
Oh, really?
I don't like those episodes.
That was why,
with the little, before, when it was little Zach. Slater, and they had that other kid.
They were still freshmen. They weren't cool yet. Yeah. Zach wasn't cool.
No, I'm not even talking about freshmen. No,
that was middle school.
Yeah, it was middle school. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I didn't realize that was Indiana, though.
That was Indiana.
All right.
Yeah, it was Indiana.
They never showed the cornfields, but that was definitely Indiana.
It was Indiana. Yeah.
So who just moved? Zach and Lisa moved to California?
They all did.
They all of them
and
did.
And Screech.
I think
Screech
was there. No, I think Slater showed up.
Slater was already there.
I think he was there in L.A.
And, I don't know. Kelly showed up because Kelly was.
Wait a minute. Here's the question: is that shit on Netflix? Because I'll find out tonight.
Fuck yeah! Saved by the Bell marathon. Me and Duncan know what we're doing.
Fucking A. That's right. We're the only ones.
I tell you though, when it comes to Saved by the Bell,
yeah,
and the fucking caffeine whore.
Oh man, it's arousing now.
She really got hot. I mean, like later.
She got really hot.
She got really like overnight, man. Like.
She got overnight hot. Happens. She shaved her bush. Jessie, she showed her twat.
No, Jessie was not the hottest on Saved by the Bell by a long stretch.
But she was the nerd. She wasn't supposed to be the hot one.
Slater was fucking her, the meathead, you know?
Well, yeah. Because that's the way that works in high school is the jocks and the nerds anymore. Fuck all the time. That's why Owen constantly got sodomized.
This is true. We were talking, though, about rapists earlier.
Yeah. yes, we were.
I do know one guy. I do know one guy that is a registered sex offender, and I think kind of a pedophile. I think that's what his deal is.
Don't you point at me. The unregistered sex offender, goddammit.
The principal from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. The redheaded dude.
Oh, yeah. He was a problem child.
Just went into the house in the movie.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. How is he going to fucking break in and entering, motherfucker?
Just saying.
But
that was the 80s. Laws just like that didn't exist.
But no.
Just first knuckle. Nothing gay.
Yeah. The reason I know that, too, is I know that that guy lived in like Clearwater, or like Tampa sort of area, St. Pete or something. And
I actually know a couple of registered sex offenders.
Do you?
They're everywhere.
Yeah,
like one, for like real deal. Like,
one was convicted.
Wait, hold on, the guy from Ferris Bueller.
One guy convicted of statutory rape.
The
guy from Ferris Bueller was really a registered sex.
Yeah, the principal. I can look it up on the break.
And the dude from Problem Child, right? Same guy.
Because
that dude, I think, was a better ass too.
No, that's not the same guy.
I think that's the same guy.
I know he was in the show. I know he was in the show Deadwood on HBO.
No, not the dad. The principal.
The principal.
Yeah.
The principal.
From Problem Child was Gilbert Godfrey, wasn't it? Oh, no, that was the adoption guy.
Yeah, it was somebody else. Gilbert Godfrey.
Can anybody do a Godfrey?
No.
Anyone?
I wish.
No, I wish.
I wish, yeah.
He's the man.
Yeah. Anyway, no. I know. Yeah, one guy.
Let me tell you, blah, blah, blah.
One guy convicted of statutory rape because he banged a 16-year-old and he was 19 or some shit like that. I don't know. It was like one of those BS ones.
In a lot of states, like I don't know exactly the law in Florida. I think there's almost a 3-year grace period or something, though. You know what I'm saying? Like if you're 20. Think you can fuck a 17-year-old.
Yeah, I want to say I've heard the same
thing.
There is a loophole.
That rule doesn't apply to me because I'm not 20.
Well, no. Exactly. We're
way past it.
I'm
28, so I can fuck an 18 and up year old.
This is true.
18
and up.
God, don't 18-year-old girls, though. Like, as we get older, I mean, don't 18-year-olds, like, really seem young, though, when you meet them now?
Oh, my God. And they're so... stupid.
They really are.
They're so stupid. I'm like, sweetheart, thank God you're pretty because I'm going to smother you with a pillow.
Yeah.
Now, so I even realized, now, were we still that stupid?
Probably.
I'm sure we were. No.
I just haven't realized
No.
I don't feel like stupid. I was.
Our newest generation is definitely dumber than previous generations.
Exactly.
I will say that.
The kids that are graduating this year,
yes,
really they dumb. Should all
fucking
all
retarded.
Die.
They're fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Anybody, I think, born
let's just
after
start
1991
is will be taken over by
dumb.
Robots soon.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. Something. It really needs to happen because I'm so fucking... These kids... And I see them, and they make me so mad.
Yeah.
And, like, I'll be at the factory.
No, hold on. Why can't you... Are you going to be, like... You're going to work for the robots? You're going to be like, yo, listen, I'm on your side.
Yo,
I'm
yo
down.
What's up? Is no, like, I, I'm not giving away my secrets.
No?
You don't need to know what I'm doing when it comes to the robots.
All right, sorry.
Don't worry. Damn.
Secret robot shit. We don't want
to
get
into
that.
No, because when I save all you guys...
Well,
from being
cool.
Enslaved by the
me,
robots.
That's cool. If you're gonna save me, I'm down. You don't have to tell me then.
Well, look.
But if you let me die by the robots,
I'm not
gonna
let
be
you
pissed.
Die because I have to stay. I gotta have weed. So
yeah, yeah.
I this mean, it's hard. Really.
This is very true.
Yeah.
Well, then it works out.
So fuck the robots.
You guys, you
fuck
guys,
them.
You
they
guys,
got robot herb. I'm. We'll talk.
We'll talk then.
Yeah.
I might be in on some robot.
I might be in.
All right, we're going to break.
Fuck off.
Yeah. No, it's about that time.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's break time. It's break time. Nah. I need a smoke, motherfucker. Nah.
Me
it's
too,
break time. Nah. All right. I'm muting your microphones.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you in a little bit.
Apparently, yeah.
But before we come back, listen to a little word from our new announcer.
I am a professional voice actor. That means I don't listen to the Ono radio show. But you do. So do something even more meaningless and go to their Facebook page at facebook.com/ohnoradioshow and push that little button that says like. It'll make these pathetic little men feel all warm and fuzzy inside. And you know how good that would make you feel. You guys are pathetic. And I'm pathetic for even saying yes to this job. This is a low point. And I had such high hopes.
Good evening. Ha ha ha. I was walking in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. My monster from its lab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. He did the monster mash from my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom with a vampire.
That's right, we're back! This is the Ono Radio Show at its absolute fucking finest.
Alright.
We're all getting drunk. We're all having fun. It's gonna be a good show.
It's fun.
Second segment.
Brown fun.
Been playing a whole lot of dubstep.
Alright.
And techno music.
Very trippy.
Word.
Very, very techno electrical podcast.
Fire!
We're expanding our musical horizons.
Me and Trevor, though, we're talking over the in the break about the evolution of house music into now dubstep, and both of us, I think, are a bit confused as to exactly what dubstep is. And I just why not bring it up on the show?
Well, because we don't have anybody who can actually tell us what dubstep is.
From my experience, from what I've seen, they take something as far as a loop, like what we were listening to, Pendulum.
Correct.
And then put it into something like Ableton and then hit this button that just makes it sound like dubstep. Mm-hmm. It basically makes it three quarters. They hit one the quarter.
Apple pH, Apple pH B, Apple fat B.
Exactly, fat B. Button. And it's like, now I made a dubstep beat.
Yep.
It's like, no, you
press
didn't.
The computer button.
Exactly. Yeah. The, you
you're a Pro Tools really... DJ.
The make it sound good button. Yeah.
And actually, it's funny we bring this up because I was on the phone with somebody this morning who I used to DJ with. And, you know, he said he's been, somebody bought a few albums that we put on iTunes and he's been following them on Facebook. And this kid said, I've been spending 3 days setting up my set. And we're like, well, how do you set up your set of music to go DJ? Because when I used to DJ, right, I would fill up two record bags with records I knew I wanted to play because they were good at the time. And I would go to the club and I would play them throughout the night.
Right. You got two bags, you got a couple turntables.
Exactly. And,
that's, and
I would
and
play them at the appropriate time.
So what
these
does
people
he do?
Are pre... No, he was... Me and him are trying to figure out why this other person
is
saying they're working on their set and pre-setting it up. And then I talk to somebody that we work with that says, yeah, we pre-mix our set and put it in like Ableton. And
really?
So basically you walk into a club and you hit play on stuff that you've already just lined up.
Essentially,
we could take Pro Tools.
You're recording your show and playing your show for
exactly.
everybody.
Yeah. So
you
me
know,
and you
can
sit here and line
fact.
A bunch of tracks up in Pro Tools and go hit the space bar.
What do you
and
think?
I don't feel that's a DJ at all.
No, that's definitely not a DJ. I mean, there's a certain...
Unless you're doing other stuff live, but I don't feel that a lot of these people are doing
that. That, to me, almost borders on the lines of, like, if you were to have, for instance, like an art showing at a museum or something. You know uh-huh. what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
that's like a showcase,
if you
will. But
that even borderlines on, like, a bar, like, maybe where people don't go to dance and stuff and they just hear music. And trust me, even when I was DJing, you saw these DJs who would go in, put in a CD, hit play, put in another CD,
right.
And, you know, it's like, they're not really mixing.
That's
they're
just
playing music
yeah.
people want to hear.
Yeah.
Because you're in a bar.
You're playing, a DJ by
you're
proxy.
You're playing Bon Jovi, and then you're playing Lil Wayne, and then you're playing Jay-Z, and then you're playing Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
Because you're in a bar. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it doesn't work that way.
That's not real DJing.
No,
that's,
it's not.
Absolutely
that's,
not.
And that's
not,
why, like I
that's
said,
not,
to a lot of these people,
it
like
might
Moby.
Be okay, it might be DJing, but it's not mixing.
Exactly. And that's
and
why
I
a
think,
lot of these
I think
like
that's where
Moby,
people get confused.
Who I'm not a fan of. Don't trust me, I'm not a fan of Moby, really. But
play is, take it for what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it is. But after that album, he realized he would just go out.
Love trouble so hard.
But he would go out and play.
Yeah, y'all remember.
Don't nobody know my troubles, don't nobody know my troubles.
All right, I like it.
That's about right for Owen.
That was exactly that sounds exactly like Moby, right?
That does sound pretty good.
That's exactly like Moby.
So anyway, to get to my point, but now these records that he made, he realized that actually he had a little bit of talent, maybe, so he should put a band behind him instead of just going and playing his records. Which is now these dubstep people are taking stuff like Moby's band and just hitting the dubstep.
So it's the evolution of the DJ, in a sense.
It's bad evolution, but it is.
What would you rather it be? Honestly, would you rather it just be two turntables and a microphone?
Exactly, but I understand evolution, and it can't be like that.
Right?
You know, you can't be like one of those old school sound guys who only wants to mix analog or something. Where your analog is great, I love it.
The evolution.
But you can't stop the evolution. Exactly.
I think it's like radio. Everybody knows over time, radio is going to die.
Exactly.
Radio's on its way out.
With the internet and what have you. Radio
and
eventually
because Clear Channel owns
90%
of it.
Phasing itself out, in a sense. I mean,
yeah.
If you look at the actual business structure of radio these days, it is forcing every possible advertising dollar that they can like waste away that's not an actual advertising dollar being paid to the company.
Mm-hmm.
It's forcing every advertising dollar towards their internet product, whatever that is. iHeartRadio.
Marketing, not about radio.
Yeah,
right. But it's pushing the content onto the web, and it's essentially furthering the disconnect between the radio listener and the web listener. And it's forcing, you know, it's not forcing, but it's certainly asking and implying for people to, hey, You should be listening just, to
yeah,
us.
Yeah, you should
on
probably
these.
Check it out
and,
online.
And check it out online, and you know,
because the overhead is so much cheaper.
We're in an interesting age. I mean, we're in the age of the podcast, the age of internet radio.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And what makes it, you know, good for people like us that do scumbag radio shows is that we're on the same level with your Clear Channel fucking, you know, broadcasts to a degree.
No, we are. No, you're absolutely
with
right.
Yeah. With listeners and
I work for Cheap Channel, and we're doing the same thing now that I did for Cheap Channel.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean,
we're just not playing
I know
the
it's
top
a,
40 music.
I know it's a bit different. You've not got a microphone stand and a fancy mic, but honestly,
but
how much different
shit.
Is really what we're doing now than
yeah,
when you worked on radio?
What do you
radio?
Need a fancy
You're
mic for?
Right. And we're not playing commercials and we're not playing corny music.
Sounds good.
That's all it is.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, but for
and
what we're
don't
doing,
don't
do we
fuck.
Really need to sound good?
No.
I mean,
exactly.
honestly, we don't
no,
need good mics
really.
To do this show.
I mean, I think
play everything out loud right now.
No.
Hey, stop tongue fucking my mic over there.
Who said we don't sound? It's not, who cares? I mean, we sound.
I don't
want to
catch no Cajun disease.
We sound like a radio show. I mean,
exactly.
Trust me, a lot of podcasts sound
a lot
worse.
That's
oh,
true.
Sure.
Than what we're doing. Yeah. I mean, even even like semi-professional podcasts that think they have their shit together.
I'd like to consider.
I've heard stuff on XM because I have XM in the car and. You know, I'll turn on some of these, and these DJs just babble even in between top 40 songs, and they're just saying whatever. They're not even saying anything.
They're not even saying anything.
They're just like, it's like, what are you even fucking talking about?
It's as if, and I've had these podcasts with people, and I get my Owen moments where I just drift off into nothingness, and again, I do the Owen tremor. Where
I love the Owen tremor.
Where,
I do too.
Where I shake around. And but then you'll be saying something and 10 fucking minutes can go by and I will have not received a coherent thought in my brain. No synapses fired to tell me you know anything, and I just go into nothingness.
It's alcohol, and
you'll be talking to me and I won't listen to you, and that's what I feel a lot of people don't do these days is nobody listens.
They hear you, but they don't
they
listen.
They hear you, but they don't listen.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You know, and I think most people, you know, would agree with that, you know, that have a brain in their head, but
yeah,
there's
but
not many people left. If you've not noticed, society is pretty much full of zombies.
Oh, my God.
And
it's
very,
depressing.
Very dumb people.
Very,
very,
very
stupid dumb
motherfuckers.
I went to Walmart today.
Well, first of all, you're catering to the
you
lowest common
to,
denominator.
You just
there.
Went to the core.
I had to do
I love Walmart.
Well,
I mean, I
me
love
too,
Walmart,
but
there's still a lot of stupid
This is how long I've put off
you
going
get
to Walmart.
Safe before you go to Walmart, though.
Fucking A.
I went the other day.
Double the safe.
Oh, God.
At the factory, we need certain types of shoes. Safety shoes, you know, with steel toes and blah, blah, blah.
Blah.
Whatever. So Walmart is, you know, you can't get these at Target. You can't go to, you know, anywhere
yeah,
like
because
that.
The factory is
you
cheap and they'll only
Sears
give us so much money.
Or, yeah.
Exactly.
Anyway,
I get good shoes to save our feet.
Yeah.
I was very, very due for a
new pair
because honestly, I should bring them in here and show the folks at home and you guys if you just 1 second.
No, we won't.
We're good.
We don't care.
Okay.
They don't give a shit.
The hole in it
looks like a shoe.
Because it's not going to matter on the podcast.
I'm talking bigger than my dick.
Got him one.
Like in the bottom of your shoe, and every time it rains.
So what are you doing, fucking your shoe?
You put your dick in, and you rub it around.
Yeah, seriously.
What else are you going to do?
I know you get bored at work.
Seriously. Yeah.
Dirt and sand.
I know what you're doing right now. You don't have that much fucking downtime.
Yeah.
I'm shoe fucking.
You're shoe fucking.
In between shows, you shoe fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
downtime at the factory. Whistle blows. Boop. Go on break.
Fuck the shoe.
Everybody
fuck the shoe.
Everybody else
goes outside to smoke.
Well, they go out to smoke, or they got their little, you know, brown bag, and they're going into the break. They're going
stall.
In. You know, they're going to
eat. Owen goes
gonna
and
eat.
Gets one out.
Fucking go look. All right, look around.
All right. I'm a little more relaxed right now.
I'm a little more relaxed. I'm going to rape
shoe.
This shoe.
Take the shoe off. And,
shoe know. Rapist.
Now, do you lube it up? A
I like
little, or
I
do you
like the shoe.
Dirt and sand, man. What are you talking about?
Straight raw, dirt and sand. All right.
He's got a protective sheath. It's fine.
I like the shoe. I like the feeling.
good word.
Right? I get a good burning. I get a good burning whenever I walk like across
whenever you
a floor
pee?
That's just been like recently bleached. Oh, that's the best.
That's called chlamydia.
Take the shoe off. Man, it's just What a sensation. I mean, I tell you.
It only makes sense for somebody whose first fuck was a sheep.
Yeah, right?
That's right.
Sheep and shoes.
Then it's all bleach. It does get a bit red when you're done.
It burns when you pee.
It burns when you pee.
It's good.
See,
now.
It burns when you pee afterwards.
It's good now. It's like a drug. It's good now. It'll burn you later.
Yeah, it'll burn you later. Oof. That next day. Yeah. Oof.
I'd like to introduce you to penicillin, Owen.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's that?
I hear it's something that clears up what you
have.
Banana
peel.
Shut up, meth teeth.
Meth teeth.
Give him a banana peel.
They're coke teeth. Thank you very
banana
much.
Banana peel in the microwave, 15 seconds.
I think it's funnier if I say meth teeth. I mean, I think one of the things I find funny is that he's very defensive. It was not meth.
It was not meth. I've never done methamphetamine. It was cocaine. I'm still white, not a hillbilly.
I am not a piece of shit.
Yeah, thank you very fucking much.
And I do high class luxurious drugs.
Luxury drugs.
Like on Miami Vice.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you lose your whole fucking four, five, six teeth.
You just lose four of them.
Four teeth?
Yeah.
Meh.
I was doing it to test my immortality theory.
You are so
far, and you know what? You're still alive.
I'm still alive, goddammit.
You better give up on that one. You're in for the long haul, Duncan. I don't know if he noticed yet. But you're in for the long haul.
You're here to stay, pal.
That's why all the good people are already dead.
So it's just me?
Oh, it's all of us.
Fuck. You guys are dead?
Yeah.
No.
Wait.
Here's what I said. I said all the good people are dead.
Oh, yeah. So it's just
all the good people are dead. Yes. It's basically, the rapture happened and nobody told anyone.
Yeah, right?
Nobody really noticed.
No
way. Anyone left with any integrity is pretty much just out the window. I mean, if you look around society, one could easily make that assumption.
Yeah.
And me and Duncan talk about it all the time about how fucking awesome
the rapture would be.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be great. Like I said, one of us... Because none of us are going to heaven in the rapture. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that right fucking now.
It's going to be a
you are the
party.
Closest one,
I'm the
Trevor.
Closest
you're
one,
the closest
cause
one. Because you have kids and you're the world's greatest dad.
And all that.
Yeah.
I'm a good guy.
Yeah, well, you're Irish Catholic.
Shut up, Benoit. Don't you bullshit me, son. I know better. Benoit tried to say, like, no, I'm good. Fuck off.
Yeah, all right.
You're as good as Owen is. And I'm worse than the both of you, so
no,
fuck off.
No.
Both.
That's cool. I mean, maybe I'll try to sneak you guys in the back door.
I don't want
to
go.
You don't want to go?
No, fuck off. I want this planet full of scumbags and degenerates because that's going to be way
more fun. Well, I don't
want
to leave. I don't want to hang out way with the boring
people. Well, then you better start being the world's not-so-greatest fucking
Well, that's why you hang out in purgatory. I don't want to be stuck in like purgatory. It's like the waiting room.
Here's the question.
Just fuck the receptionist at work or something.
Here's this question in this place of heaven and hell that you're talking about.
What?
Yeah, no. So
you're
what
trying
is
to get all philosophical?
Okay. Hang on.
Then what do you believe then?
I know that Brian comes from the South, and there's a very strong evangelical. I'm guessing you grew up in kind of an evangelical, maybe
or voodoo.
Southern Baptist background,
Catholic. Or
really
voodoo
Catholic.
Oh, that's right. You are from Louisiana. That does change it up a bit. Yeah.
But
Catholic.
No. I'm not arguing. Because I have my own questions, definitely.
So you still believe in God?
I do not practice the Catholic faith.
You still believe in God, though?
No, I do not.
No, you don't?
I mean, I'm really starting to...
I mean, I'm an atheist. I mean, I'll say that all day long. I think religion is a man-made
thing.
I'm more or less along the lines of good and evil and...
Yeah, but you don't need to assign a name to it.
You don't need to assign a name to it. More or less, who is this guy that
believes? So you find yourself spiritual. You'd say yourself
spiritual. But here's what it is.
I don't believe this story of this one guy who we are all supposed to worship.
But here's what it is. You hedge
your bets. There's good, there's evil. You live your life the way you need to live it.
But hang on.
You know,
you
got it.
All right, go on by that token.
You don't need to go to somebody's house on Sunday
to compare clothing.
Give them money
and gossip.
Say you're cool.
Yeah, no. Fuck
that's
that noise.
I mean, the closest thing I've done to
look at that
being
fucking
Catholic
hillbilly right there
is baptize my children, but it's only because
it was expected of you.
It's tradition, I guess. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All I'm saying
is you hedge your bets. Yes. Look, from everything that I've heard, if the Christians are right, okay,
all
right, and then heaven is this, you know,
this
eternal
awesome
bliss,
place,
glorious
place.
Heaven sounds boring
as shit.
Fuck. Yeah.
Yes,
actually,
it does.
Actually, it sounds like the back of the factory where I'm going to sit at the table and play fucking spades all night.
Exactly. But you're not. But you're not going to be able to have a safety meeting.
God,
exactly,
all fucking day.
Without any safety meeting.
How boring is that?
Yeah. We're going to have bed. We're going to have bed dance. We're going to have bed routines. Play
well,
spades.
Look, with girls sitting right there whose titties you can't see.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
This
but
is a
now,
conversation that clearly needs to be discussed. See what? A little bit closer to the heavens.
Exactly.
That's right.
Okay. Maybe you can hear us now.
But, and I want to, okay, what is your perfect heaven? Because, I mean, if I'm to understand what heaven would be, it'd be angels pissing beer in my face.
Because you
time.
Like golden showers.
You're seeing beer just everywhere. Angels piss beer. It's common
that?
Knowledge.
And that's what heaven is. Heaven
that's
is whatever
question.
You want it to be.
That's what it should be.
Personal
right. But it is not.
But
no.
It's not. Oh, back down to Earth. Okay, but you're absolutely
but nobody
right.
Knows.
Now we're in purgatory.
But nobody knows that.
Look, I call bullshit on the whole thing.
When
you're
dying,
dead,
you die.
You're dead.
You're dead.
And you go into a box. And if there's anything, I'd be more inclined to believe in reincarnation.
Being a bat.
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
I'm a fucking bat.
I'm a fucking bat. I'm a fucking bat. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Shit.
I'm a bat.
Shit.
I'm going to fly around. I'm a fucking bat. I'm flying around. I'm a fucking bat. Fuck you. I'm going to maybe fly in your face.
Yes. Yeah.
Now. You might see me at night.
I'm a bat.
Sometimes.
Bat.
Night.
Bat.
I'm just going with the fact that if there is a hell, it's going to be way more fun because all of my friends are going there.
Who else do you think is, you know, hanging
out? I'm just
out
not
down
into
there.
It.
But, yeah, but, don't, but don't put me in the same category as a fucking serial rapist.
No,
yeah,
no, no,
that's
no,
a different
a special
kind of hell
for that.
Well,
exactly.
You obviously never met Dante's Inferno.
I've read Dante's Inferno.
I don't know there was.
We
got to
get off the moon because nobody can hear anything.
Yeah.
So
I didn't know that there was different rooms
Inferno.
In hell.
Yes,
no,
there
are.
Oh, there's different
yeah.
rooms in hell.
There's
seven layers. Totally.
Yeah.
Seven levels.
See, we have the party level of hell.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, this is because we're scumbags
out.
And all we do,
this
we
is a
drink,
very
we
acknowledgement
fuck, we get fucked up.
Radio
I mean,
show, please acknowledge me with these different levels of hell.
The different
I don't
levels.
Think acknowledge is the correct word, but we'll
well,
go with it.
Yeah,
well, there's
God damn it, I'm from Louisiana.
I can,
educate
yeah.
me, man.
I will educate
all right, man.
You.
Write this shit down in a book so I can read it, man. Come on.
Me
you can't
and,
read.
Me and Duncan are very familiar with ways
that's
of Satan.
That's why you're a sound guy.
And and I think we should. We should educate the rest of the world
absolutely.
On the levels of hell.
Yeah.
Level one, go.
Level one? All right, that's entry-level hell. That's where, like, you know, you've you kind of – you just didn't believe in the – in
you jacked
Jesus.
Off in the church bathroom once.
All right, I'm
beyond
that.
Negative. I think you got to do a few more than that to get to hell.
I felt up a girl in the back of church.
I guess that's
mass.
True.
That
I guess
cool.
that's true.
I've
okay. So what do you do to get to the first level?
Felt
yeah,
held her boobies in church
to get to the first level.
Oh,
of
you
hell?
Okay? When you were a kid, you stole something from the dollar store.
More than once.
More
so,
than
okay.
once.
More
like,
than
like,
once.
There's got to be levels because like kids do dumb shit
stealing?
All the time. All
right.
Yes,
all right.
Yeah, come on.
But the first level,
cardinal sin.
Now we could like we could go with the Dante's Inferno. Actual definitions, and I'm pretty
which
sure
is,
in the first level there's like the dead babies.
This is the Ono Radio Show scumbag.
Yeah, exactly.
The scumbag hell.
The Dante's Inferno.
Right.
I believe it is like dead babies, people who
yeah,
yeah.
abortionists,
yeah, okay.
you know,
okay.
shit like that.
Unborn or
people
yeah.
who have
okay,
no choice
so,
about their sins.
So first level
like
is you hit a pedestrian and you don't do anything and you just drive off.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, that's cool.
All right,
like
yeah.
It. Go.
Bring it on.
Bring it on. I'm in. All right, cool.
That's vehicular homicide is level right. one.
Oh,
yeah.
shit.
Vehicular homicide.
All right.
I play Grand Theft Auto a lot.
Yeah, yeah, of course you do.
Level two.
Level two.
Level two.
Level two, we're going to go with, I would say, people that beat their children. Actually, that's deeper level.
Mm. Yeah, no, children
yeah, come
is
on
deeper.
Now. That's fucked up.
Okay,
people that beat people.
I have never done
level
anything.
I would just say people who are very
level
angry.
Level two is
and cause mischief and
break where is the
stuff.
Level?
Rampant
hold on,
racist.
Excuse me.
Sir.
Chaos.
Excuse me.
Sir.
Where is the level where Hitler gets the pineapple shoved in his ass?
That's like seven.
That's like level
that's
seven. Yeah.
That's six or seven.
Level
there's,
two
that,
is
think,
like just
no, sorry,
chaos.
That is six.
You
that's
know,
six.
Yeah,
it's
level
four is common chaos.
Okay,
that's
so.
Where they put retards.
Yeah, ahead. Like people who steal cars and get cold.
Level
shit
two.
Like that.
Level two is the when people that
Level two is the black guy who steals the car out of your driveway and then drives a 7-Eleven and gets caught. Level two. And hits a grandma on the way.
Okay.
That's all right. Hits a grandma on the way.
Yo, ma.
Yo, ma, look out.
No spaghetti tonight.
Level three is the guy that pours his name in gasoline on his ex-girlfriend's lawn. And lights it on fire.
Why you got to be bringing up shit about my restraining order?
Sorry.
I thought we agreed not to talk about
three,
that.
But one and two, we've already killed somebody. Level
after
three,
hitting someone and
okay, cool.
You have to kill somebody. That's when you kill your killer cat and you mail it to her.
That's fine. Level three.
And you carve "I love you" in it.
As long as you kill something.
There's check marks along
the way. Because
that's
actually a little bit more. Now we're borderline psychopathic if we're killing animals.
Yeah, but that's level four.
Because you do realize
the first level of psychopath
is killing animals.
He's absolutely right.
Yeah.
I know.
Level four is if you've ever killed an ex-girlfriend's pet and or your own pet. For just fun.
Well, now you're just a psychopath.
Just for fun. Now you're
a
psychopath.
That's a sociopath. But
doesn't sociopath jump up a level? Or is that when you kill a person because you're a sociopath?
No. Psychopath.
Psychopath.
Yeah,
sociopathic behavior.
Psychopath is like Charles Dahmer type shit. That's level seven.
Jeffrey Dahmer?
That's what I'm saying. Jeffrey Dahmer, Charles Manson. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like, I don't know my serial killers.
I know
Come on, man.
You're from Detroit, bro.
Who was the one that wore the clown
thing? Hold your tongue, slut.
I know.
Who was the one that wore the clown thing?
That was John Wayne Gacy.
Yes.
Mm. I like him. He's a good...
And his clown's nickname. His like, clown's name
on
is
on my
Pogo.
Wrestling list of
like, do you guys
killers?
Remember the Long Island Railroad killer? Oh, the guy who walked into the subway car and just opened up fire?
Yeah.
That's like level five.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mass suicide.
Okay.
Mass
this is all I'm saying.
Like Columbine
cults,
kids.
If you want to start a cult type of shit. Yeah, all right.
So yeah, level five cult.
Cult.
Definitely.
Yeah,
or just or like the Columbine
just
kids.
Just blatant
or
killing.
Like, yeah, blatant
for
killing.
No reason.
For no reason.
Kool-Aid punch shit.
Yeah.
Fucking poison.
The fucking Heaven's Gate people and right. Jim
exactly.
Jones
yeah,
and Waco, David Koresh.
Continue. That's a good level five. That's
yeah.
a good level.
I like it.
Good
level
five.
Level six.
It's the bitch who walked into a pop gun and shot her son. Because the devil told her to. You don't remember that?
Okay.
Shoot Straight?
Yep.
And Casey Anthony.
There you go.
All right.
All right.
Now we're getting on chip.
Baby killers. Level six.
Look.
Level six
abortion,
baby killers.
Fine. I'm cool with abortion because I don't want any kids and
exactly.
I don't want to have
you
to
don't
make
have
you
to
down
have
the stairs.
Anymore. We have this thing called abortion.
I know.
You
that's what I'm saying.
A,
I like abortion.
Birth,
and I don't think that abortion should get you landed in hell because you're doing me a favor.
It's a favor to everyone.
Exactly.
It's a favor to the
exactly. Now, if you have the child. Because you're a dumb cunt and you can't figure
and you
out.
Mistreat
you work at
and
McDonald's
it,
and you have seven.
Or you work at the factory and then you murder the little kid and blame it on the nanny.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the case may be. Yeah. All I'm saying is that then you go to a special part of hell. Like that bitch in Texas that or wherever that drowned
drove
her kids
car.
In the bathtub and
well,
the one that drove her kids off the cliff.
All right. Can I make
six.
A point?
Yeah.
But that's like 6.5.
Right,
like Duncan said, you get put on like a cliff by yourself somewhere.
Well, seven is reserved for
Hitler
and
Pol Pot.
Rapists.
Yeah.
Just a lot. Seven is rapists.
Well, where do we put like all the mass genocidal?
Like Bin Laden, maniacs? He's got to go to seven, eight maybe. I don't know.
Oh, no.
But even Saddam Hussein, he never
like
did.
10 or 11,
like, he's pretty crazy, dude. He should be about 6.7.
I think there's only
seven
or eight or nine levels of hell.
He's definitely.
You know, Saddam Hussein should be about a seven.
But he probably also killed a cat, ran over a pedestrian, and didn't
stop. No, he
stop.
Ordered a lot of deaths.
Like, you think Fidel Castro didn't order a lot of deaths?
Yeah.
That's seven right there. If you're just ordering
Saddam
shit.
Saddam Hussein.
Probably not, but.
What about Pol Pot that murdered
a million
people? That's
why I was trying to tone
people?
It down a little.
Brian, I'm sorry. You want to say something?
Tough shit.
No.
You want to make a
point?
Okay,
come on.
You want to make a point.
So here,
here
we are talking about the seven levels of hell.
I think there's nine. But.
Nine. Okay, well, we've gotten through seven.
Because we're at like 0.5.
None of us four have fallen into the category of the first seven that we have just talked about.
You
got
to wait. We're getting there.
Yeah.
You're getting You're getting there. Because
there.
You have to.
Well, the real ones, I mean, are
yeah.
What?
The people that
it's greed. I mean, I know those are the seven deadly sins.
I think I've got
but,
the book on my iPod, but I don't want to look it up.
Yeah,
that's fine.
But
I guess the point
I'm
saying this is a point of people who live.
Look, we supersede all of those, and we end up in the center of hell. Because that's where the bar is.
The scumbag zone.
That's the scumbag zone.
You'll see people from other zones, and you know what it is, and all that. You'll see them.
They want to be like, on your way in. Go over there.
Look, that's the VIP section of hell. That's where those motherfuckers can't go. Yeah.
It froze on me. Go ahead.
You good? All right. So, yeah. The center of hell. That's like where the big velvet rope of fire is. And you can't get there unless you're VIP. And think of it like a big heavy metal.
You know how
festival.
I'm going to hell and I'm the DJ? Because my fucking CDs I've already put out are called Beyond the Velvet Rope.
See?
So keep going.
There it is.
So Beyond the Velvet Rope.
It's like a big, think of it as a big heavy metal festival where all there is just people getting fucked up. Everybody's doing drugs. Everybody's
naked
drinking.
Chicks?
Yeah, naked
That's
chicks everywhere. Yeah. This is what I'm saying.
I love this shit.
This is why. And that's where the bar is in the center.
This sounds like the elevator to the bathroom, actually. But whatever.
We've got Venom and Motorhead that play every night. Because you tell me Lemmy's not going to be running shit in hell.
Oh,
he's the biggest
Lemmy's,
scumbag of them all.
When he dies, he'll be down there. Of course
if,
he
if
will.
Lemmy
but,
dies.
But if
Lemmy,
he dies.
But Lemmy is God.
Lemmy is God.
Yeah,
Lemmy
there's going to be a big battle in a few years, I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
And,
honestly, I think...
And Lemmy's Cocoa Puffs will
I think God
win.
Just has split personality and Lemmy actually is God.
Yeah, probably.
That's really what it is. God is really a normal person, but Lemmy is like his alter ego. Like he wants to go out party, go to the bar,
Lemmy,
whatever.
He's Owens, Liam Rich.
You know, he's like, he's think about it. Dude, if you were God and you walked into a bar, all the paparazzi want to take pictures of you and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So now you got to go out or check into a hotel under your alter ego, which is Lemmy.
And you
which
still
got to
be cool.
Which is now gotten
blown. Because you can't,
exactly,
you know, if you're God,
gotta
you
cool.
still
got to
be
and
like,
and you got
hey,
money. You know what I mean? You obviously got money to spend because you're
hold
fucking
on.
God. You do whatever the fuck
yeah,
you
Lemmy
want.
Lemmy doesn't have money. Have you seen the Lemmy movie?
Yeah, well, I have
exactly.
seen Lemmy.
And that's why.
Have you seen his apartment with all the Nazi shit in it? It's awesome.
And that's why God is Lemmy.
That's
but
true.
But he still wants
because
to be
his
cool,
alter ego.
Too. And he wants to just, you know, he wants to, you know, live life amongst the people, but also be probably one of the most badass individuals on planet Earth.
Basically, what we're describing is the scumbag version of Dogma.
Exactly.
Is exactly what it is. Instead of God being Alanis Morissette and sucking, God is Lemmy and awesome.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But he just cannot really admit it because he's got all these other people he can't disappoint.
Yeah, some of us already know.
Yeah, we know. Like, it's kind of like the mafia. Like, you know what's
you
going
know
on.
You know what's there. And you know what's
exactly.
going on.
You know
and
what's
you know
on
when
ground.
Vinny doesn't show up to work on Monday. You know why.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you just don't talk about it.
You just don't talk about it. You
exactly.
know why? Because it didn't even happen.
Exactly.
Nothing happened. Nothing to see here, people. Move along. Definitely no entertainment to be found
and
as
that's
long
my
as Owen's running
God.
This ship.
God is the devil. He just, you know, needs
you
to.
Like
there's got to be balance.
What are you,
in
Charlie
life.
Daniels?
And that's why I agree with Benoit. What are we going on here?
Is that a sea shanty?
I just
sound like we were summoning
we
leprechauns.
A fiddle.
Play it again.
You want to hear it?
Are leprechauns going to run the room?
Benoit likes my sound.
It reminded me of Robin Hood.
I am Little John.
Ha-ha.
A toe is a toe
and
a roll
is a roll.
And you ain't pay no tolls and
we don't
need
no rolls.
Oh, Karate Kid. I shall do cranky.
Oh, konnichiwa, Mr. Rao.
Oh, yes, Mr. Rao.
Oh, how are you today? Oh, no, I will not paint your fence.
Oh, Harold.
I shall not wax your car.
How are you doing today?
Hello.
Take what a priest.
Hello, priest. Hello,
priest?
Judas Priest.
Oh.
Another person will be with us at the bar.
Yeah, Rob Halford.
I like the Judas Priest.
Not as Judas Priest player.
As long as he has a Hellraiser mask
up
on, he'll be
all right.
Oh, man. I think,
like every 6 months, we let him open up.
Well, I think we have a roster of bands that just play nonstop.
A Rasta?
Rude oh, no, boy. The Rastas are actually...
Who's a rude boy?
Now, is Bob Marley in the bar with
Rastafari?
I mean, think about it. That man used to smoke the ganja. It was illegal. That's bad, man. So he's still a party,
Yeah,
man.
That's really remember... God
what?
Damn.
What did you do this fucking
okay.
time? What?
Past birth.
Remember this song? It was on... I had this song. It was on a reggae compilation, all right? And it was about little Jack sitting in a tree getting high. Do you guys ever hear that one?
No. Isn't that every reggae song?
Yeah.
Little boy blue and the blue. Ah, oh, fuck.
It was probably just something stupid where
some
Rastafarian started making a nursery rhyme over some beats.
Serious.
They do that a lot.
It was kind of like that.
Reggae people like to remix like 60s songs a lot too.
Did you
like O'Donna? Yeah, I had like a remix of that. The grooves of the 60s. Yeah, exactly. Well, it's still chilling. I love reggae music.
You do like reggae music.
I love that reggae music.
Reggae music, rude boy. Jamon.
It's because you like to get safe.
Safety first.
Safety first. Second, I am on the safety third.
Committee. Yes.
You are the safety committee. And I think it's bullshit that I'm not on the safety
You know
committee.
What is interesting?
If anybody in my fucking department should be.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm Madonna.
Fuck Madonna. That bitch.
On the Super Bowl. I guess that's like the performer this year.
Really?
Yeah, halftime's Madonna.
That's bad.
It's isn't terrible. It?
Wait, hold on. Since you're a basketball fan, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we got into sports before.
I'm pretty fucking pissed about the...
But you hear about them, they want to make the players want to make their own league. The players what? Think it's is a that... good... The players think it's a good idea to... Like, Amari Stoudemire, New York Knicks, go Knicks, you know, start this little thing about... about
because
like,
that's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Well, whatever. Like, the Magic are going to win, too. But whatever.
I don't expect that they will. They're... Pretty
the fucking
terrible.
Magic.
Like basically, what they're saying is
they're
like,
going
you know,
to be terrible for another 10 years, pretty much.
Yeah,
they
we'll
blew
make,
their shot.
We'll make our own
Thanks,
league.
Vince.
Yeah, we'll make our own league, and you know, we'll basically just put like you know, Amari Stoudemire, Carmelo Anthony, Dwight Howard, everybody on the same team, and then we'll play another team that has like LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, and you know, whatever.
So it'll be a two-team league. So
I don't know.
Isn't yeah. that the wait?
Well,
hold
it's looking
on.
Like maybe
it's NBA
it'll be like
jams.
A 10-team league,
it's
but it'll only be two.
No,
good,
it's
really
NBA
good.
Jams on the
no.
Super Nintendo.
It's
from,
not. Yeah. That's called the fucking Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah,
because
well,
they've played
much,
the Washington
yeah.
Generals 9,000 times
and won every time.
And won all but like three
control.
Games.
And my thing is, well, at least
in
if you're gonna
every
try to
fucking. American
every sport,
football,
every
sport,
yeah,
football,
basketball,
right.
Right. Baseball, control. Even baseball.
Players get paid too
Fuck
much.
Them.
Way too much.
You
Kick
think that's what it is?
Find somebody else
that they
yeah,
get
they
paid
get
too much and they're spoiled little
then
cunts?
Because well, then people are like, well, they don't have the money to do endorsements. It's like, what do you mean endorsements? If LeBron James is paying basketball, Nike's going to pay to have a commercial and people are going to go see it. So they're going to make
yeah.
money.
And
that's the bottom line.
I would fucking go play.
It's very fucking sad.
What's the lowest played lowest paid player in the NFL make? Like 110K?
I'm sure.
More than that.
No,
more
I think that. Like that's league minimum. That's if you're like a second string punter.
That's
and
like
that's
a fucking
without,
water boy.
And that's without signing bonuses.
Yeah,
that's a water boy. That's the guy serving him Gatorade and water on the sideline.
Seriously.
That much.
Yeah. Now, and then yeah. you look at a wide receiver that fucking gets paid $80 million for a 4-year contract.
Can't even win
no,
and can't
it's
even
not
fantasy
that
football.
Much. It's not $80 million.
Bullshit.
It's not.
Okay, did you not see the tweet today?
80
LeBron
fucking million?
Dude,
for a wide receiver
football
that's
players
not, yeah.
that produce nothing get paid more than a lot of these basketball players and the hockey players and everything who are superstars.
Yeah.
It's all about keeping wild a pile of shit. Yeah.
Because they stand on the fucking sideline.
And they do nothing.
Nothing. Unless
they
somebody, they hope somebody gets
80
hurt.
Million.
And then
for
they
four
all
years.
Listen to
well,
music
no,
like 80 Lady
million, yeah,
Gaga
for 4 years. And
for
shit.
4 years, that's
so
what I'm saying. Like,
so you're making well, yeah, all right, right.
with
but,
like a $30 million guarantee.
So one of the worst guys on the sideline is standing there listening to his iPod, making $1.5 million.
Yeah, a guy who doesn't see.
How can you watch it?
Didn't
I mean, I'm not a football fan, but how can you watch it knowing
well, not
that
nothing,
shit?
I like watching
sport.
Those pricks get
good,
broke,
but they're still good players.
Doesn't infuriate you?
Sometimes,
yeah, because I'd go out there right now for $105 million, and I'd be the
well,
happiest motherfucker in the world. I'd die, but football.
Well, you know, what's funny is yeah. LeBron James tweeted today that since there's a lockout, he was like, "So when is the waiver and the trades end for football?" And then one of the football coaches even tweeted him back, like, "You can come play football, and but you wouldn't make as much money doing that." And he goes, "You know what? I'm making more money now." So he would still somebody would sign. A basketball player just to make revenue.
Yeah.
Because it was
fact.
The Seattle Seahawks
yeah.
who are bad right now. So think about it. The Seattle Seahawks are going to start losing their fans. They're not going to be making that much money. Now, holy shit, we signed LeBron James because he's not playing. We're going to sign LeBron James. He's going to play wide receiver for 2 games.
Yeah.
You know everybody's coming to see. He's not going to do it.
Sell out
he's
those
not going to do a fucking thing. But
he might get
sell
one catch.
Games.
Maybe one catch and yep. his leg broken.
Maybe yep. a touchdown if they get lucky and then everybody will blow up. But they will make billions of dollars because of that.
Yeah.
And it's fucking sad. And then they're all going to complain that they're not making enough money and not want to play. You're getting paid
where,
to play
where,
basketball.
Where?
I would love to have the time right now to go play basketball.
Let alone
for
get
free.
Paid for it.
For free.
It's,
I would love to be
like,
able to go shoot for free right now.
It's like unreliable performers.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean,
it's really like musicians that thing. Actually get paid for making music now.
That's
they
us.
Forgot what it was like to just make music because you love music.
Exactly.
And they're like, oh God, I got to go to the studio and they're paying for me to do this. And I got this.
Go I don't want to.
Oh my God.
Really?
We really got to play these new songs that I'm all excited about.
We're all sitting here like, yo, I want to go to the studio.
Yeah.
Right?
Go to studio? Let's go to the studio.
Let's go to the studio. I think I know somebody that has one.
Yeah. We might have something we could do. Let's do it.
What did you think of the whole Hank Williams Jr. thing, Monday Night Football? Did you hear anything about that?
Yeah. They didn't know he was a bigot.
I guess that's
they
right.
They didn't get it.
I guess
they
that's
didn't
right.
Know.
Yeah.
Like no so
blatantly
shit.
Blatantly put out a song. I mean, seriously.
Oh my God, he's put out multiples of them. Exactly.
Well,
not, been...
yeah. Did you hear the Retaliation the song?
So, what is
no,
this?
No, there's a Retaliation.
I should look.
Jr.
I'll look at
Hank
it.
Williams Jr.
Oh yeah, we should talk.
Yeah, didn't he get fired from Monday Night Football?
Yeah, they
yeah, they dropped him.
The,
they absolutely
the
dropped him.
Because why?
Because he wrote that song, something about the South winning the war, and
oh, well.
But that
and he said
came
something
out
about
years
black people.
Ago.
It was a real Southern just.
But yeah, exactly. It's like whatever. Basically, you know what happened is Monday
on,
Night Football.
No,
tired of Hank Williams doing the theme song. They needed a new fresh blood in there. They didn't have any way to get him out, so they're like, hey. Let's say he's a racist.
Hey, 30 years ago, he wrote a song.
Let's say he's a racist.
That's not exactly true.
No, but it was.
Because he went on Fox and Friends.
Yep.
And he said some shit that is quite hysterical. I'm going to pull it up real quick.
Well, you know what?
But the thing is,
3 weeks, we're going to have Pitbull doing the goddamn Monday night goddamn.
Yeah, of course he
is. He
is. Duh. No.
Come on, man. It's Hank Williams Jr.
But
no
football
shit.
Used to be race. Football used to be farm white boys.
Yeah,
and
big
shit.
Old white boys.
But that's why now they gotta get rid of Hank Williams. It's all about the money.
Because
like
we
basketball.
Pulled the slaves from Africa, and now
exactly.
We pay them to play
now
football.
We play football, so we need Pitbull to do the theme song.
Come on,
Pitbull.
Pitbull.
Like,
all
everybody right. Play football tonight.
We don't have Cubans playing in fucking
well,
the NFL.
You know
life
then,
is ironic.
Then they're going to have DJ Khaled do it. Whoever
right.
You want.
It comes from
whoever the fuck is worse.
And he's been the voice of Monday Night Football for over 20 years. But
listen,
it's not all about music
song.
For this country.
Fox and Friends.
He knows a little about politics,
Hank
too.
Williams Jr.
Join us right now to break down
comparing Obama to Hitler.
2012 GOP field is country singer superstar Hank Williams Jr. Good morning to you, sir.
Hi there, guys.
Where are you?
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, I'm sitting here in Nashville.
Of course you are.
Little studio.
Okay, good. Your body language says leave you alone. Your hands are
yeah,
crossed.
Whatever,
you're shaking
yeah.
Us off. Okay.
Hey, since you're...
I'd rather be up whatever. There. I'd rather be there looking at Gretchen.
Well, there you go.
Well, good morning to you, too. Good morning.
All right, first off, did you catch that?
Yeah, he's trying to get laid.
He's trying to get laid.
He's a dirty old man.
He's a... He's not that old. How would you? I mean,
nah, he's
like,
not that old.
Dude, he's like 45.
No,
like that.
Hank's
Hank,
in his
look at him.
60s.
Look at him.
Hank Jr.
Dude, Hank,
is in,
Hank
his
is in his
60s.
Hank Williams Jr.
Dude,
is in his 60s?
His fucking kid is in his late 30s.
Yeah, yeah,
looks, Sheldon in his Sheldon is Trevor. In his late 30s.
He looks good for 60.
Nah, I'm saying. He
does
looks
he have
good
his sunglasses on?
Yeah, of course he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I heard he had actually a stroke when he was younger, and that's why he has to wear the sunglasses. He has a
too much moonshine.
Got a bit of a wonky eye.
Yeah,
he fell down
too
a
much
mountain.
Moonshine and whores.
Fell down a mountain.
That's
man.
Why I wear my sunglasses.
So a few seconds in, he's already sounds like a you know
a creeper,
a drunk.
So
and,
I'm a man. Press play.
And a creep.
Press play.
Yeah.
You too.
Yeah.
Let's just have a little
How
intimate discussion right here.
Hmm.
I'd love to pick
right
your brain
ahead.
About politics.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll start with an easy question. Who do you like in the GOP race?
Nobody.
No.
Nobody?
You remember the golf? You remember the golf game they had, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah.
Remember the golf game?
Boehner.
That was one of the biggest political mistakes ever.
Why?
That turned a lot of people off. You know, watching. You know, it just didn't go over.
You mean when John Boehner played golf with President Obama?
Wait for it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Biden and Kasich. Yeah. Uh-huh.
What did you not like about it? It seems to be a really pivotal moment for you.
Come on. Come on. It'd be like Hitler playing golf with Netanyahu. Okay?
Okay.
Not hardly. In the country this shape is in, the shape this country's in, I mean. No.
I don't understand
the one
that analogy,
that
actually.
Well, it's
I'm glad there. You...
Because the shape the country's in makes it okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, makes it not okay.
Not okay? Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Because we're not supposed to bridge gaps. We're supposed to actually just keep go ahead. And, you know, if we could just reignite the Civil War.
Do you want
to
hear it again?
Let's do it.
Not really.
No, not really.
It'd be like Hitler playing golf with Netanyahu. Okay?
Okay.
Not hardly. And the country this shape is in? The shape this country's in, I mean? No, I don't
know. Yeah, I don't understand that analogy, actually.
Well, it's...
Well, I'm glad you don't, brother, because a lot of people do. Well, you know, they're the enemy. They're the enemy.
Who's the enemy?
Obama and Biden. Are you kidding? The Three Stooges.
That's only two.
Who's the enemy?
Obama and Biden. Are you kidding? The enemy.
Who's the enemy?
Obama and Biden.
Obama.
Obama.
He's so angry.
I don't get it. See, I don't like people like that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of him either. I think he sounds
you're ruining
like
my foosball, and I don't like
you're ruining my foosball.
Anytime you sound stupider than me when I'm drunk,
which we're rapidly approaching, by the way,
we're getting
very close to that line.
We're about 30 seconds away, yep. So stay tuned.
Wait, how much beer is left in that bottle?
You might have an issue.
And we're there.
Go ahead and just skull it. Yeah, there you go. And let's go ahead and wait for Owen to be an idiot.
And it's there.
Go.
God, yes. Okay, wait. Yep. Hold on. Not yet. Aftershock. Aftershock.
Hang on.
Aftershock. Go. All right.
And
I
now,
like it. And Owen, now we're good.
And Owen just came.
God damn you.
Let me see the claw.
The claw?
The claw.
See, there it is. So now, in about 15, 20 seconds.
I mean, I'm not going to say Obama did a good job, but I'm not going to say Bush did a good job, and I'm not going to say Clinton did a good job.
I'm not a fan of most of these politicians.
I don't really think that
but
we should talk about
time,
politics on
I
this
hate
show.
Politics. I don't really know much
at the
about
end of
them,
the day,
except for
though,
the fact that shit sucks right now.
Oh, shit is terrible.
Still, as scumbag as we all are.
It always has been.
And as shitty and crappy as this show is, we can recognize the fact, right, that Obama compared to Hitler is a little extreme.
A little bit.
Yeah. A little extreme.
Yeah, just a little.
And Hank Williams Jr. being dropped from Monday Night Football or whatever. He was, what was he, the voice? And he played a song.
He played the theme
song.
It was the theme
song.
All my rowdy friends are coming over tonight.
Is it good?
It's a Monday Night Football. Whatever.
See, I don't even know because I don't watch football.
And Faith Hill does the Sunday Night one. People, I mean, what's the fucking difference?
Yeah. So
now
he's
dropped from that.
Okay, so we've got Obama is
your life.
What I find more disturbing about the fact that he's comparing Obama to Hitler, is that he's comparing Boehner to Netanyahu.
Yes.
That's just un-the-fuck believable. I'm like, that's just offensive.
That's really extreme.
Yeah, that's really extreme.
That's going a bit far.
Yeah.
A lot of people probably listening to this podcast don't know who Netanyahu is.
Netanyahu.
I can't say it. And I'm kind of unfamiliar. Would you mind informing me?
He was the Israeli prime minister that worked with didn't he work with Clinton on the Mideast peace plan that fell apart?
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
That guy. Okay. Yep. See,
and if I'm not
I covered
mistaken.
That up. I see I covered yeah. that up. Yeah. That was good. Yeah,
so therefore he's really not, I mean, he fucked something up. He's not the devil.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. It's,
he kind of
tried. He gave an effort.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying is like you're comparing Boehner, who it just sucks, to Netanyahu, who at least tried to create peace between, you know.
Yeah, he tried something.
Even
if it was fake or whatever, whoever wants to say whatever, at least he made
there's nothing
effort.
That's going to happen from it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I mean, it was a nice try. Give him an A for effort.
Yeah, exactly. He struck out. Sorry, dude.
Clinton just wanted an excuse to go over there and smoke hash.
I'm sure he did. I just want to smoke
some. I mean, come on, guys.
He just won. So.
Anybody do a Clinton? Whatever. Anybody? Anybody? Can anybody do a Clinton?
No.
Got a Clinton?
No.
No? No one's got a Clinton?
No.
Sure do. That sounds like Monica Lewinsky, actually.
Oh, you came on my dress. America.
So what are you?
America.
We're just that bored with the show.
I gotta hear him. I can do impressions, but I gotta hear people. You know what I mean? Like right before you do the impression.
No. You think you can do impressions.
I'm just actually more So that Owen's over here on Facebook. We're trying. We're doing a radio
show. Owen's on Facebook. Owen's like, OMG, guys.
Yeah, OMG.
LOL.
I'm looking up something for the show. I'm looking up something for the show.
He's looking up how many friends he has and how many people are removing him after listening to this.
Damn it. I hate you all. Basically, you remember when last week Mike Aiello called us?
Yeah. I do remember that.
It was a very good call.
It was.
Well, Mike Aiello, I think, was inspired by, you know, our web nonsense.
Our awesomeness.
And our awesomeness. Yeah. And went ahead and recorded this thing and posted it on Facebook.
Okay, so they asked me to...
Hang on. It's called Bill Cosby Reads Go the Fuck to Sleep.
Oh, my God.
And it is his rant at his kids.
I've heard the Samuel Jackson version.
As Bill Cosby. And it's Aiello doing Go the Fuck to Sleep. So
easy killer.
Easy. Enjoy this.
Without reading it first. So here we go.
This is cats. I love this.
Gonna grab a
nestle beer. Close to their kittens now. The lambs have laid down with the sheep.
Go to sleep.
You're cozy and warm in your bed, my dear. Please, go the fuck to sleep. The windows are dark in the town.
I've heard this.
Do you read your kids this story?
Whales huddle down in the deep.
Watch Cars.
I'll read you one very last book if you swear you will go the fuck to sleep. The eagles who soar through the sky.
The best is when he gets the cello part.
Oh my God.
And the creatures who crawl, run, and creep. I know you're not thirsty. That is bullshit. Stop lying. Lie the fuck down, my darling, and sleep. The wind whispers through the grass. The field mice, they make not a peep. It's been 38 minutes already. Jesus Christ. What the fuck? Go to sleep. All the kids from daycare are in dreamland. The froggy has made his last leap. Hell no, you don't have to go to the bathroom. You know where you can go.
Somewhat reminiscent.
I did this last night, I think.
The owls fly forth from the treetops.
If y'all really want to know, he was in my bed all night. He put me to sleep. We were
hot
Thomas.
Crimson rage fills my heart.
Yep.
For real.
For real.
Could you shut the fuck up and sleep?
Exactly.
The cubs and lions are snoring. Yep. They're wrapped in big snuggly heaps.
That's the Monday Night Football game, which was
how
the Lions
is it
and Bears.
You can do all this other great shit, but you can't lie the fuck down and sleep.
Wow, I feel your pain, Bill.
The seeds slumber beneath the earth now.
Go to fuck to sleep.
Crops, farmers, reap. No more questions. This interview's over. I've got two words for you, kid. Fucking sleep. The tiger reclines in the simmering jungle.
All right.
The sparrow is silenced or cheap.
You know what's funny is my wife is saying
fuck
this right now because she's still texting me because Philip is
I'm
awake.
Not getting you shit.
Because he knows I'm not at
close
work.
Your
so
eyes.
So he's waiting for me to
cut
come
the crap and sleep.
So it's torture and it's great.
It's fucking long.
It's fucking long.
Flowers
that's what she said.
In the meadows,
exactly.
The high on mountains are so steep.
It's very worth it.
It was long for him to go to sleep and long when he went.
I
showed her.
I'm a shitty ass parent. Stop fucking with me, please, and sleep.
Yeah, that's true.
The room is all I can remember. The furniture, crappy and cheap. You win. You escape. You run down the hall. As I nod the fuck off and sleep.
See, actually, what I say to him is I'm going
to
take my laptop and put it over your head so you fall asleep.
So I keep my fingers crossed tight as I tiptoe away and pray that you're fucking asleep.
Yeah, that worked.
We're finally watching our movie. It's Ghost Dad. Popcorn's in the microwave. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, shit.
And you wake
God
up.
Damn it. You got to be kidding me. Come on!
I don't even get to the popcorn.
Go the fuck back to sleep.
Yeah.
All right, that's it.
Yeah, this is way too long.
That was a little too long.
Tonight's reading of Go the Fuck to Sleep
because
is brought to you by Jell-O Pudding Pop. Put one in your mouth, bitch. Bitch.
That's just what I mean. You can fast forward to that part.
I really gotta pay.
Dude. Come on.
No, that's classic.
No, that is classic.
That's long.
Come but on. It's a little
that
long.
Is, that is well out. Worth giving it some attention.
It was.
For Christ's
sake.
The Samuel L. Jackson one is that long, too, though. So
yeah. This one's better.
Yeah, because it's Cosby.
All right. Cosby. I got nothing on this. Really quick, this is called a new segment that I've got right here.
Oh, Jesus. What is this train wreck that you're getting us into?
No. I think this is actually going
to
work
out.
But
I can't look away from a train wreck.
You really can't.
No.
It's called Rapid Fire. Fat-free milk sucks. Go.
Fat-free. It does fucking suck. Because
doesn't fat-free milk suck?
Whole milk.
I go for 2%.
Fuck that. Whole milk.
I hate skim milk.
2%.
I hate fat-free milk.
I do, too. It tastes like water.
It tastes like ass.
Skim milk is even worse.
Fuck that shit, too.
That's water.
All right. School uniforms. Did you ever have them?
Nope.
All the way up till college. Sucks.
I had a school uniform once, and I was very not a fan of it.
Up till college. Sucked.
I had to put gaff tape over my shirts and said, fuck on
them. Just get rid of the tie.
Possum drinking beer. Been over that. Occupy Wall Street.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
fuck them.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
I'm not making any goddamn money from Wall Street, and they're making way too much.
What's that all about?
I'm torn. I got a lot of people. I got people working on Wall
Street. I think they're just protesting and trying to get the Federal Reserve like ousted. I'm down with that.
Yeah, whatever.
I can get behind
cool.
that.
If the Federal Reserve can't even pay for
that's
China
a cool thing. Problem. Should I get an iPhone?
Yes.
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
Should I?
A double. Yeah. Fuck yes. Yes.
Can you afford an iPhone?
Yeah. See, I've been told I can get the 4, not the 4S.
I don't
which
think
is
listen,
out.
You've been on
one.
You've been on the
dude,
net.
Get the
listen,
new
you've
one.
Had the phone you've been on for so long, you could get a goddamn
get the
Android
brand new iPhone.
You can get an iPhone 1 and be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get the brand new iPhone.
Yeah, this is true.
Oh my God,
we'll talk
great.
About deals off the air.
Yeah, no. We can keep going. Walmart sucks.
Yes, yeah. That's true.
Mouth breathers.
Walmart needs
everyone
a titty bar.
Coughs. If you're in a Walmart, you ever notice everyone is sick? They're just fucking disgusting human beings, and they cough.
Yeah. I was doing it in the car dealership today. I coughed in the car.
So that
that's
because
you were high.
Well, probably.
Gambling in Florida.
Bring it on.
Hands up.
By
my grandma frequents the Penny Arcade in Cocoa
Beach. By
in
Florida, you mean in Orlando. Because we have gambling
yes.
in
this
Florida.
Is true,
we need gambling in Orlando.
But it's on the table for state legislation.
I'm in.
Therefore, we're looking at the whole state.
Well, good.
We're looking at being
able to get
slot machines in CVS's, motherfuckers.
Well, I'm good. My income
so
can
we're going to be
then.
The next Vegas?
We will have slot machines in Trevor's garage.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Florida,
the casino day safety first.
Florida is going
slot
to
slot machines and poker all night long.
Fuck
let's
yeah.
do it.
The
speaking
new,
of,
the
why
new
don't
gambling,
we have a poker
the
game?
New
we
gambling should. Capital of the world.
Orlando.
Because
old
news,
people have nothing better to do than pay penny slots.
And the last couple I got, fees for debit cards.
Fuck off.
But I don't even want to talk about
very upset
that
about this.
Yeah, suck
this?
My asshole.
They cause you to
okay.
overdraft.
I know we're going late on the podcast. I know we're all at that stage where we're all kind of drunk and just want to sign off. But
Carcass
something
shit.
Serious we need to talk about.
Yeah.
Because here's the fucking deal. How is it that the banks can get bailed out by the government millions and billions and billions of dollars?
Still ask us for money.
And something that debit check cards always kind of just been a free thing along with your bank account and whatnot. How is it all of a sudden they can, after they've got all this money,
yeah,
and they're admitting, okay, we're all right.
We're all right
we're
now.
We're good. We're good. They've said that. We're good. And now they're going to fucking ask us
for money.
$3 to basically $10 a month. You know, every bank is a little bit different. But all of them are doing it the same time.
It's for the pleasure of being able to buy shit you
and they're
need.
Just deciding out of
I'm
I mean,
going back to
Wells
cash
Fargo's,
and putting it in my mattress.
Wells Fargo's $3 a month now just to be
I don't even want to think about
a debit card.
I don't even want to think about what Skank of America is going to be.
Cash in the mattress.
Bank of America 7.
Gambling in Orlando.
Fuck
we start
off.
Hiding
it's
cash
seven,
in our mattresses.
Bucks a
we'll
month
all be
a
lot
a
better
card.
Off. I'm telling you.
Jesus Christ.
Bring back the mob. We're good. I'm telling
and,
you.
And this is something that's like literally happening
now.
Like this next week.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Grammys. I think he was ending that. It was like the Grammys
ending.
I think it just got played off.
Song, but the lyric killed it. Yeah.
Sorry.
It was good. It was good though. But no, in all seriousness,
no,
I mean, what is the only alternative? I guess is to switch to some form of credit union,
cash
or cash.
Honestly, cash, I'm kind of in like a World Bank type of situation where
I want
basically
cash
money is money. Good wherever you go. You don't have to exchange it. Everything is the same. And we should go back to like cash. Like you have to exchange. Like, come on, the Romans.
You want gold pieces in your pockets?
Exactly. I don't give a shit. You know what I mean?
The
whatever.
Pirates love the gold.
But I'm saying, like, you go back.
You
want
to go back to
pirates,
the gold standard.
The Romans, whoever. None of them have fucking debit cards.
Hell no.
Whatever you had in your fucking
cash.
Pocket is what you fucking. All right, have.
Hooker, nice butthole.
Well, what
is
yeah.
a chunk
what
of my?
But
gold.
It's even.
What did Jabba the Hutt want?
Gold. But even in like the 80s, 90s, everybody carried around cash. You didn't have credit cards and debit cards until the late 90s and now.
Yeah,
now everybody's in fucking debt.
I mean, I do
exactly.
Like,
it's convenient, but you're in debt. And the whole world is in debt because it was convenient. Now
and
we're
it's,
all
and
fucking
it's convenient
debt.
Because they
I'm
have
in debt
access
because
to everybody's
of my credit card.
Because they exactly
not my debit
but
card.
If we were,
and now you're
if we,
charging me to use money that I already have that I've earned.
Yeah.
You are charging me
well,
to
no,
use
you're
my
absolutely
own money
right about
is
that.
What you're doing.
Yeah.
No, you're absolutely right about
and
that.
And I'm fucking pissed
and
at
that's
that.
Why you go out in the mattress and you say, listen, I have $200 I'm putting out of my
so
pocket.
I take all,
and that's
I gotta
why I go
take
out
all
today.
My money out of my account.
In the beginning
just,
of the morning. Just, like it was back in the day. You went to the bank in the beginning of the morning and that's what you had for the day. Or you went to the bank on Monday, and that's what you had all
so
week.
So instead of direct
I mean,
deposit,
what happened?
I need to
I
get...
I mean, I understand the world started moving fast, and people got lazy, but it's gotten real fucking lazy that it's affected our economy.
Yeah, yeah. It has. It really fucking has.
People's laziness has affected our economy. Bottom line.
Yep.
Bottom
in a very
line.
Negative
McDonald's,
way.
I'm blaming you.
I blame McDonald's, too, because it started
yeah.
with people
speaking
getting
of,
fat. And then I blame Microsoft and Xbox.
I'm going to McDonald's on the way home.
That's cool.
Well, you're a fat kid in disguise. You would be going to
fuck
McDonald's.
Yeah.
I didn't say
right.
I wasn't part
fuck
of the problem.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking
you,
to Duncan.
Well,
I'm saying he's
food.
A fat kid.
Oh,
yeah. You're just fat.
All American Day.
All American
Day. Either way.
You know, I'm just busting your balls.
I know. But
it's
right.
not
I really
fat.
Have to
it's
pee.
A gas
I'm
tank
I'm
for
I'm
going to
smoke some Bluetanium.
Bluetanium sounds good right now.
You get yes. that at the Bulldog in Amsterdam.
Yes, no, in hell, level 5.
See, that's why we're going to hell, so we can smoke Bluetanium.
So we can smoke Bluetanium.
Yeah.
I need
yeah.
a shot of Bluetanium.
I need 2 grams.
Bluetanium. I don't know. We'll make it up.
Don't
when
fucking
we get
worry
there.
About it.
Yeah, next man. Week's show.
I'll take one.
It's probably
I'll take
a cross
one.
Between
take
like
one.
New York
Bluetanium.
City.
Yeah. The new sponsor of the Ono Radio Show.
It's time to get the fuck out of here.
Pee.
Everybody agree?
I think
yeah.
it's time.
I gotta pee.
All right.
I think that was good and it wasn't a train wreck.
Murphys.
They're
a band from
Boston. Boston.
I used to party with them in college.
This is music. Enjoy it.
Play Boys on the Docks.
We love you. We'll see you soon. Hopefully we'll be back next week, maybe Tuesday.
With something more important.
If we feel like it.
Wednesday, if we feel it. I don't know.
And if not, it's been real.
Call us. Leave us
anytime.
More spells over at onoradioshow.com. Hit our Skype, hit our Facebooks. We need listeners. We need fans. We love everyone.
Yeah, because we can't be our own fan for very long.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Owen.
For tuning in. Hey, Duncan, what's up?
You try not to rape anything this weekend, all right?
Yeah.
I mean, I said try. I didn't say don't, but if you do, make sure that she's like 2 years older than she was last week.
That's going to be rough, Duncan.
I know.
I'm looking into, well, goddamn, I can't give up that sheep.
You think she was sweet on the ride.